it wasn't long after I met Charlie Parker and Chet Baker that same night at the Tiffany Club that Jerry Mulligan had come to town. And Jerry Mulligan was kind of a legend in the jazz world. He's from Philadelphia, but he practiced mostly in New York. And I'd already heard a great story about him that not only was Jerry Mulligan a great arranger, but he was a very tough and directed guy. And when he had no money at all, he was asked to rehearse a big band, and nobody had any money. As a matter of fact, this was the time in the springtime in New York. He took the band out into Central Park and rehearsed them. And I always loved that story. And I think it affected me visually because I did some of the things years later. But I thought, I heard so many stories about him that when he came to town and was going to appear, I had to go see him because he was one of the wonderful musicians and arrangers and songwriters. So I went to, once again, here in Los Angeles, a small club called The Hague, which is a little cottage, a wooden cottage on a lot just off of Wilshire Boulevard and not far from the Ambassador Hotel. It was a remnant from the early 1900s when people built little houses. Probably at that time it was a vacation area for all I know. Anyway, these fellows opened this club. And I don't know why they call it the Hay, but it seated 82 people, and that was quite small. And Jerry opened his show with what they call a pianoless quartet. There's a lot of reasons why there wasn't a piano in the place, mostly because there wasn't any room for a band and a piano. It was either a piano and a player or a band. So he designed his music, wrote his music, based on the fact that there was no piano. So it was just trumpet, Chet Baker, and drums and bass. And Chico Hamill on drums and Bob Whitlock on bass was the very first quartet. And I went in there and took my camera, and it was just, you know, really, really wonderful music because it was a totally new way of listening to jazz. It was a very arranged in an unusual way. It was actually the beginning of what they call the birth of the cool. And plus, he would state a theme, like usual, and then all the different musicians would do the improvisation on the theme. Then they would come back in unison work, and it was so precise and so clean and so satisfying. It was a very hip group. In fact, it got so much attention that Time magazine did a story about it a few weeks later and really set off Chet and Jerry's careers. But that night, that very first night at the Hague when I had my camera shooting away, a fellow came up to me and he said his name is Dick Bach. And he said, I don't know if you can see the pictures for possible record covers. And I said, you're recording them. And he said, yeah. I said, you have a record company. And typically, Dick Bach, he said, no, but I will by morning. And he had a kind of wonderful drive about him, which I liked. And so a few days later, I showed him the pictures. He loved them. And he put the record out, the first Jerry Mulligan quartet, featuring Chet Baker. And my pictures were on the cover. And so we started doing lots of albums that way. And finally, they were all quite successful. Both of them. Coincidentally, the music was successful, and so were the covers. And the photography that went along with them. And so Richard asked me to be a partner in the company. So I became the art director, photographer in-house. And I had a lot to say about the music they recorded because of my enthusiasm. And Dick Bach welcomed all that very much. And that was the beginning, really, of my all of a sudden I'm in commerce. I'm actually being paid to photograph people. And coincidentally, with an art that I like very much, the art of music and the art of jazz.